Should we just say who we are so it's obvious who's talking?
Okay, I'll start. So hi, this is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Natalie. Nice
Okay,
to see
great.
you, ladies.
Yeah, no, I'm glad we're doing this. And yeah, I'm Claire. So, should we talk about Crashing Eid first?
I really liked it. I
Yeah.
was laughing out loud the whole time. I started because I watch a lot of my television like in the background, a lot of the media club stuff, if it's in a foreign language, I will, I'm so embarrassed, but I will put, have it done in English because I'm always just half paying attention, but I really couldn't handle it with Crashing Eid. I was like, this is wrong. This is so wrong. So I listened to it in its original language, which is fantastic. And I don't know, there was I just really, really liked it. It had so there was so much going on in the story, and it really reminded me of what was the one with the exchange in Kuwait with the two Kuwait
Oh,
women.
yeah.
It reminded me a lot of that only because the whole single mom theme with the teenage daughter and a father who's like totally against what the mother is trying to do and how she's raising their child. And I was like, oh my God, here we go again. Because that, it just annoyed me. More the girls, more the daughters being like, oh mom, you suck. Dad is so much better. And the daughters, you want to shake them and be like, everything
Yeah.
for you.
Yeah.
Everything is for you. Come on. So very similar theme in that vein. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. I really did. I thought it was pretty funny.
It took a dark twist, darker twist in like episode, was it like episode three? It was like all lighthearted, and it was like deep moments. Well, especially when he comes.
Man, when her father took that book and was like started reading about someone who married a German spy or something. Yo, I laughed out loud. And then when he said that he spoke German in front of that man, that was fantastic. That was great
Oh,
writing.
that was pretty
Great writing.
comical. And she actually, the actress, I forgot her name, the Razan, the person who plays Razan, she like, I think she wrote or produced it or something.
Really?
I think I was reading, so I was like really impressed. So I was just wondering, like, is that her personal story or like, oh, or elements of the truth? I don't know. But yeah, obviously, I really liked it as well.
Was Crashing Eid, I like watched parts of it, so I didn't. I know the storyline. My husband watched it actually, and I was like just watching it, coming and going. From one side, I find it really, from my perspective, I find it very interesting, and also I appreciate a lot to see people who could potentially look like me on the screen in like popular media, which I think is really cool. The family was from where? But the guy was Pakistani, wasn't he?
No, yeah, he
Pakistani,
was
I can't remember.
Pakistani and she's from
Yeah, but
Saudi
the family
Arabia.
was from
Saudi
Saudi Arabia.
Arabia,
Yes,
yeah.
so, sorry. I forgot that. It's been a while. But anyways, I just felt like it was nice to just see, hijabis and like the culture and the food, and just like it was nice to see that representation. It felt really good to be represented, even though within lots of people, like if you think about all the different Muslim countries, the cultures are so different. They could be like, they so poles apart, but still you feel like you're not somehow represented. So in that sense, it was a really good show because I saw it in the algorithm all the time. So it was good. It was good to be to be out there. In terms of the story, I felt like some people did really good acting. Some people's acting I didn't like. Felt like it was a bit stark and not like good enough. Or
Like
maybe
who?
I think the mom's acting, I found her acting really weird. The mom of, I think,
Oh,
Razan.
Razan. But maybe that was on purpose because she was meant to be not liked. I don't know.
Oh, I
I mean,
see. Yeah, it could be.
she was annoying.
I don't know. I don't know. I feel like some people's acting was boring, but some people's, I felt like, I think the main characters did a good job. Again, in terms of the storyline, I think it was a really good storyline. I liked it. It was also from a culture perspective, it was a fresh perspective. Like it was intercultural marriage and kind of like what kind of problems can occur, these kind of differences. And like it also had some sort of emancipatory element, even though it was in the end still a kind of a love story. But it felt really good to see like this woman with a teenage daughter trying to like move on in her life, sort of thing, and all the obstacles that were coming across her, but she still kind of, got herself through it. So that was quite nice. And I think that, in a nutshell, I'd say about the show.
I think they definitely tried to hit on a few of meaningful themes in like a very comical way. Because I feel like this could have easily been not a rom-com, but I don't know, like a drama. It would have been like so intense. But it was nice to see how, you know, everyone came around at the end. Well, actually, I'm not sure if Razan's fiance's parents did, but her parents did. Her fiance supported her, even though she's, yeah, like she's single. She has a daughter, and that there's a stigma with that. And she wants to pursue a career in the UK, and her family was supportive, you know, in the end. And, but that dynamic between, so her brother trying to win the custody battle, that was unexpected. And it was sad, but there was a lot to unpack there, because like, obviously they kept reassuring him like, oh, it's not your fault. Like, you didn't mess up, but they were so hard on her. Well, initially, like, you know, they came around. And then what was it? Her, because she married her cousin. So it was her aunt that was being really awful to her.
Really awful. Just blamed her for all of it.
Which, yeah. It's like, oh, sorry you got hit. Sorry, yeah, you got
why
punched.
Why did you let him do that? What?
Yeah, that was...
Yeah. I find that quite interesting, because yeah. It was sad, but I felt like, for me, this kind of behavior, I've seen this kind of behavior, and I feel like it's a form of patriarchy.
Yeah.
Even though it might not make sense, but it's like, you know, when you've just seen these kind of patterns being repeated over and over again, we just want to blame the women for the problems. So we never try to find the faults somewhere else. It's just been happening time over and over again. So yeah, annoying, yeah, but
point.
Sadly true.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, that's not just an issue like specific to Saudi Arabia as well, sadly, you know, like very global problem. But also, you know, it also like really, it addressed like not even discrimination, racism issue of like the different faith communities and like darker skin, you know, racism against like migrant workers and things like that. So I'm glad they went there, but it was, I know it was like supposed to be funny, and it was funny because Razan's dad hired a couch guy or something.
The furniture guy, yeah.
Furniture guy, yeah. And they thought it was the fiance, ha ha ha. But why did they immediately assume that he was like of one country so quickly? I don't know, but that's meant to be the part of the problem, right? So I'm glad they addressed that. But it was just like, wow, there's a lot going on in this rom-com that I didn't know what to expect when I first clicked into it. I just thought it'd be like, you know, there's so many Christmas rom-coms and they're all pretty dumb. I can't think of one right at the top of my head where they have like a really good meaning, because there's so many. Yeah. So when I clicked into this one, it was like, oh, maybe it'll be like a Christmas chick flick, whatever. But no, this is actually quite deep and it was like worth watching.
I like that they kept mentioning the passport thing, because he took his passport and gave it to somebody to run it. And he's like, and the man on the phone, you know, you can't deny anyone their passport, right? Like, oh my God, is that really something that has to be addressed? Something that has to be said out loud? Like,
that's yeah, crazy. That was
crazy.
Dark turn there.
Very. And, you know, the stuff with them assuming, you know, that he's a worker because of his skin color, what he looks like. I mean, what culture doesn't have colorism just running rampant through it and causing issues? So I do think that that was something very, very common across the board.
Yeah.
That you, like, yeah, I've seen that. And we've all known that to happen. And that's, yeah, that's reality basically everywhere for everyone.
Sadly, yeah. But, I mean, it was nice to... I did like the dad, because his... I mean, don't get me wrong, that was so messed up what he was doing. But like, I think in general, like, it was just nice to see a very supportive dad in a patriarchal society. But even then, it was kind of funny because, you know, when he was picking her up from the airport, remember they had like a almost like a who's more holy standoff. You know, the guy next to him,
the guy waiting,
and his daughter comes in like not wearing a hijab. He's like, I don't think he particularly cared, but he did feel that societal pressure. So when she walked through, he was like,
yeah, for sure.
Oh, I'm really glad the mom came around, you know, like when she saw the photos of her like in the hospital in the trash.
I mean, how do you forget that though? I know that she saw it the first time around. How does her mother convince herself that this is something my daughter deserved? she did something to deserve this treatment. And
And
I at all costs must support my sister. What?
I well, that's what I'm saying. I feel like there's just a lot to unpack. Like she might have even gone through that. Maybe not with her husband. Maybe she might have gone through something similar. Who knows? But it's definitely like Sarah was saying, it's just so embedded. But it was just infuriating when, like, you know, the last scene when her ex shows up with his new wife, and her daughter wants a relationship with her dad, but
So
she
badly.
doesn't at the same time.
Yeah.
That was just, I feel like that was like nicely portrayed, because like at the end of the day, like you do want your parent around, but he did such a messed up thing. It's like, oh, that's just so deep.
Yeah. To learn like just now that that is why my parents are not together. That is why I don't live here and see my
Yeah.
father. That's a lot
And
for
she
a
didn't tell him. Like, I'm just shocked that she, well, but
I
how
kind of
do you tell
expected
your
that
kid?
actually. I kind of
Yeah.
Once she saw the photos, I expected her to go and like confront her father in some way or
Yeah.
be like, now I get it. Because
Yeah.
he doesn't, as much as he's like shown to be making an effort sometimes, he also takes one step forward and like three back when he sees her in
Oh, I
presence
know.
and kind of brings her down and just shames her mom because she is not the daughter he expected her to be.
Yeah.
And you see, I mean, how is, look at her face, how upset, how it just falls whenever
Yeah.
he then criticizes her. Like, dude,
Yeah, he
on.
was, it's like, what, also, what gave you the right?
It's just
Like,
it that was those were like really difficult scenes to watch. And I appreciate that the stepmom was like trying to run interference there. Every,
yeah.
basically every time they weren't together, the stepmom would kind of just try and keep him from putting his foot in his mouth and make her stepdaughter feel, welcome and loved. But yeah, there's only so much she could do, I guess.
No, she did a good job. I wonder if he was domestically abusing her too. It didn't
I
say.
was wondering if they were going to address that. Yeah. I don't.
It would be likely, but of course, like we won't know. But
Yeah.
like there's patterns that do repeat themselves. So,
Yeah, that's true.
but or they sort of develop over time.
A
And then
lot.
he's
Yeah.
not doing it now, he might
Again, like the
start
repetition
later.
of it. But,
Yeah.
yeah.
You know when I'm set up on a blind date and she just laid all of her cards out like, I'm divorced, I have a daughter, and then the other guy was just cool, like I don't,
I don't have
I
time for this.
yeah, like I'm busy, I love my career, and she was like, oh my goodness, this is too much, I cannot get married again.
I liked that little meetup scene because, man, the brother that he was getting laid into by the other woman, but then this guy with Razan was just like, it's just agreeing with everything she was saying. It's like, look, I don't do this, I don't do that. This is how I wanted to live my life. Yep, cool.
That was really funny and unexpected. I mean, Razan's brother, I think he's well-meaning, but he's also, and that's why patriarchy traps like
Yeah.
everyone, right? Because
Yes.
I think he really, like, he loves his kid, wants his kid back, and it's not like he's a bad person, but he's also in this notion of like, I'm entitled to my furniture, I'm not gonna let my ex have it, and then blah blah
Yes.
blah.
And I gotta say, I really like at the beginning when we were first introduced to him, he didn't go to some court date, like to the court for
Oh,
something.
yeah, right.
And I was like, ew.
Yeah, I
Why
was put off by that too.
not? Like, what do
Like,
you mean
hello?
you didn't go? You just didn't want to. That's not fighting for your child. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
But later they show him really, really, really wanting this child in his life. And I really liked seeing that because he would say things like, oh, she's just crazy, she's a liar and whatnot. But then you
Yeah.
saw the ex-wife and realized, well, shoot, he's not completely full of crap. She's playing games.
Yeah, that was
Having her,
weird. Yeah.
having him buy gifts for her, telling their son to talk badly about his father, that's never okay. You can't do that as a parent.
Yeah,
Like, just to hurt your ex-partner. Are you crazy? You can't use your children like that. That's totally.
that was real. I think it was, yeah, that was really, really heartbreaking.
That was awful. And I'm glad though that they showed that because you know, in this case, here is a father who really does want to be a part of his child's life, not necessarily just to spite, you know, the mom. Yes, he wants his furniture, but he's not using his child as a pawn. And she was. She absolutely was. And that's, I like to see it on television because, you know, when it comes to equality, men in that case, especially in the United States, men aren't looked at as, you know, the default parent. You have to fight for custody and stuff. And that is, you know, that's important. That is important. So I did like seeing that parent who is trying his absolute best because he does want what's best for his child and wants to be with him.
I think in general they did a good job portraying the men. I mean, I'm not the ex-husband, obviously, but like, you know, the dad supportive, and then her fiance also has a good relationship with her daughter. And even when they were kind of on in a fight, he still was there for her. So it was very positive in that sense. It was really refreshing. And like the series ends with, like, in a very cheesy way with them on a plane, like going back. But I liked it. It's nice to have a positive view that like it worked out for her. Even though I'm not sure if his parents, I don't think they came around though in the end.
Yeah, that's a whole nother series.
Yeah, I hope it gets picked up. I would watch
That's
it.
season two of, you know, they based in London, dealing with his family and what, you know, all that brings. That'd be fun to watch. Very interesting. Because
More like crushing me too. Yeah.
his parents were not on board. Like, his dad was just flat out no. And I was like, wait, not even a little bit of, you know, we kind of like you, but not
This
enough
is
or something. No,
genuinely
they
a
didn't
thing.
compliment her. They didn't say they like nothing. It's just like, you proposed to him, how dare you?
A lot on the docket. So I guess Quiz Lady. I think you also nominated too, Natalie, but
I
I'm glad
did.
you did because it was a good movie.
I
Did you watch
really
it,
enjoyed it.
Sirish? No, I didn't. I'm so sorry. I
Oh,
wouldn't be able
no,
to
it's okay.
comment on
It was really good. Recommended. It's on Disney Plus.
What is it about?
But it's about a girl who, what is it? She watched a game show as a child and it brought her comfort and she kept watching it. She became like really good at it. She would like answer the questions in advance, like as she was watching the show, and then she gets to be on it is the
Cool.
short story. Sandra Oh is in it, and I've never seen her like that before.
She's wonderful in a comedic role. Oh my gosh. She's funny. She is
She's
very, very good.
pretty hilarious. It definitely took twists and turns that I didn't expect, like that story where they stayed with their dad's family and the real
Oh, I
reason why they
know.
got kicked out. Ew,
My
ew.
God, I didn't expect that. Like, of all things. Okay.
Oh, of course they went there. That was comical. I thought it. Oh, what was his? Oh my God, I forgot his name all of a sudden. Who was a game show host?
Will Ferrell.
Yes, that. I
He was
just.
great.
It was a very feel good show, a movie. I mean.
Yeah, like it wasn't anything like, I don't know, too crazy, like, because, you know, like their mom's in debt, you know, to some gang, like loan shark type of
Oh
people. And like even that was really light, you know? Even that
yeah.
was hilarious. So it wasn't too serious. Everything was, oh, okay, like a surprise. I was like, oh, what? And just laugh out loud funny when you realize
Yeah.
what's happening. So I really enjoyed that. You know, it's about sisters and loving each other and getting each other through life, you know, even when the cards are
Yeah.
kind of stacked against you. So that's always a really nice story. But to have these two really good actresses, hilarious actresses, do this movie, it was a hit. I liked it. I'm gonna.
I
I'm
don't
so
know. Sorry, I
I could.
couldn't watch that one. I couldn't get around to it. Sorry, we can talk about that
Don't
next.
watch it now. Don't watch it at some other point. Like, leave it for now.
Yeah,
Just leave
because I
it.
mean, if you're like
If you're about to have a
feeling in the
baby
middle, if you're
and
feeling low today, it's just gonna bring you down. So maybe when you're
it
having a really like peak
just
day,
yeah. You're
that's
having a
the only
baby
time.
soon, so just don't. For
Yeah, I
now,
heard it
leave
was
it.
good though. Like
It's
really good.
very good, very intense.
Yes.
It's a bit like, you know, when reality hits you in the face sort of thing.
Yes.
It felt like that,
Yes, it's
but
just so
it was
real.
I felt like the style was very documentary style, but still was like a movie, so the moments lasted much longer. There wasn't like, you know, like scenes weren't happening, which I think was quite interestingly done, but it felt almost like that sort of length was like eating you up. Like, it was just so long and it felt like, oh my God, I want to see something different now. Like, I
Yes,
can't see the
it was
same
like, this
moment
is.
all over and over again.
This is just dragging out like the worst days of this
Yeah.
child's life. And it's
Yeah.
like, how much more is left of this film? I can't do it. I can't.
Yeah.
I
I
did. I
literally thought that it
watched
was
it in
2 days.
2 days because I just needed a break.
I watched like the first, like I watched a little bit in the beginning and then I left it. And then I was like just going to sleep. And I was like, I don't think I should be going to sleep with these thoughts. So I should just left it. And then I think I watched the a few days ago. I think I watched the last part, but I knew this where this was going.
Yeah.
So in a nutshell, there is Farha, this girl. She's very ambitious. She wants to learn, but sort of all the people around her say, I mean, if you think about the setting, it's 1948 in Palestine. She wants to be sent to the city to learn, but sort of everyone is sort of against it. But eventually her dad loves her a lot and he gives in and says yes, puts an application. And then sort of, where are we now? Natalie, help me.
And then the
He hears that conversation in the night where there'd be these
yes,
like fighters
like
coming and like
fighters
talking.
come and ask him for help, ask him to
The
join
dad.
the fight because
He's the village head? Is he the
he
village
is
head
he's
of
like a
the
mayor.
The mayor. I felt like,
So
oh, this is
he's asked,
translated.
he has been asked as the mayor to provide weapons and come fight, like just come fight. And he's like, I can't do that. This village needs me. Like people, I have to lead them. I have to be here to protect
Yeah.
them. And she's like, that was like the day that he agreed to let her go to the city
Yeah.
and get an education. And then like the
Yeah.
next day, all hell breaks loose.
Also
Is
waiting
it the
for like,
official start of the Nakba? I don't.
well, apparently in
I
that
don't.
part, I don't know where locally it was. I mean, I feel like the parts, like I think the Nakba had already started at that point. And the fighters were literally gathering people around. And I
Gathering
think,
more and
yeah,
more.
more supporters. But then I think that the village head, he was also, I think that's very important. He was waiting for some other aid to come from other countries. I don't know if you remember
Oh,
that, but
I didn't catch
that's his,
that.
he, the main point he was telling to the fighters was like, no, we're not going to join you. They're going to help, that there's these other villages or other people. I can't remember who it was, but we're going to get there. We're going to wait for their aid to come and then we're going to fight together. But we should wait for the aid to come and then we'll fight for our homes. And I will, and in that meantime, I will protect the village. But the village was then sieged. So that's sort of the beginning of the story, is it? Well, then the attack happens, and the dad wants Farha to go with her childhood friend. What is her name? Farida.
Rita.
Farida. Yeah, and their family. But she was so great. I think she was really grateful to her dad that he was offering her this opportunity. So she felt sort of this sort of urge and like to stay with him and to protect him or to be with him. I particularly liked the scene where Farha and Farida are like sitting together on
The
those
swings,
little,
yeah.
yeah, and like so innocent and like teasing each other on like suitors or like, yeah, you could still
Yeah.
have him or whatnot. And that was really sweet and like innocent. And then suddenly the attack happens and like everything changes.
Because she's
I'm
like, how
afraid of going,
is
moving on in
she?
the story.
Is she
I
like,
think
she's
she's
what,
14.
14?
I
Yeah.
think she's 14.
Like, she's a child, and they're absolutely like, one of her friends is actually getting married, and
Yeah.
she's like, oh no, not for me. Like, it's like, yes,
Yeah.
you are a child, and that point is being driven home like so much before everything just
Exactly.
blows up in her face. It's awful.
Yeah.
Like, just, it's such a statement of, yes, she will never be the same again. And like, she stays with her dad because she's like they only have each other, it seems. And so
Yeah.
it's like, okay, why would I leave you? No, sir. We're sticking this out together. When she was like being driven away by this other family to the city, the driver does say, the dad says, I will come back. And I don't know if he really did intend to or something, but he told the dad, I'll come back for you. Like, but I need to get my wife and children out of here. Your daughter's like, welcome to come. And when she ran out of the car, and even then the dad was like, stopped. It's like, no, come back. You expect a 14-year-old is gonna die. if she stays there. And the dad is like, again, I have like, they're all communicating through like looks because it's like, you know, I have to get my family out. And the mayor dad, Farha's dad, is like, I got you, and like, go. And then he's just like, why would you do this? Like, looking at her, like, why did you stay? Oh my God.
Yeah,
He's
because Farah has
cool.
shown us like really stubborn, isn't she? She's like
Oh
shown us
God. Yeah,
very
you get that from
stubborn
the
and
very
very
first
like, you know,
scene. She's stubborn.
head down, like really determined, and I'd say like very brave and very, you know, like
Oh.
I'm gonna get my way either way sort of thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, she survives because she's stubborn and headstrong and very much like, no, I'm gonna do this my way. Like, but her dad has to like lock her in the food cellar and is like, don't
So yeah,
lock
that's just
you
where the
in.
business.
I will come back. Do not leave this place. How long did
Oh,
he expect
man.
to have her in there? I don't know. I don't think he really, I don't think he thought he was coming back. I think he knew that he was gonna die soon. And that somebody would find her. And just, I think he was just hoping and praying that somebody would find her. But you know what? You stay locked in here. That's better for you. And yeah, it was.
It genuinely was. So she does, like, in the end, she does survive, but the whole story is actually how she is surviving in that
Oh.
cellar. The whole, like, movie, like what we've discussed before, is literally, I think, the first 20 minutes, and
Yeah.
the rest of the movie is literally her being in that cellar, how she's surviving, what she's doing, like little things. Like, I think she once broke a shell, like broke like a something where she could like squeeze her hand through to collect rainwater because she didn't have water.
And finally have water. Yeah.
But then she also witnesses really horrible, horrible things that happened in her own house while other people were like, there was a family who was trying to take refuge. I know if you want to watch it, you can, but if you don't, then we could tell you.
No, it sounds really important. Actually, I just Googled it because I
But
was like, is it based on a true story? Is it based on a book?
it
So
is,
apparently, I
apparently.
just, apparently, part, majority of it is fictional. Like, the historical events are true, but the actual Farha is fictional. And it's not based on a book because I was like, oh, I was hoping I could read it. It sounds like an important and intense watch. I probably will watch it.
Especially in light of today's time and what's happening in
Yeah, I was gonna say it
Pakistan
seems
today,
very
it's
relevant.
very, very relevant, but also very heartbreaking. And
Yeah.
sort of, you just feel like, oh, this is one story. How many more stories are there
Yeah.
out there? You know, that kind of sort of thing. I felt like I was very oblivious to the whole topic, despite being Muslim or despite knowing the history a little bit. I felt like I didn't know much about the Nakba, what had happened. So I feel like the movie was a good way of a sort of an insight of the violence that has happened and is still happening, sort of in a nutshell. But yeah, it was very intense. It was indeed very intense. Especially like, you know, I don't know, did she get her period in there
She
while she was hearing,
did.
while she was she while she while she was hearing the, I was like, I felt like it couldn't have gotten worse,
I was
honestly.
like,
No.
really? I was telling my computer, really? Of all the
Because
things
she
that this poor child has to go through, she also gets her first period in the middle. I
this
didn't
is
talk
so
about that.
sad, honestly. I felt like this was
I'm
so
confused because I
sorry.
read hormonally and biologically, like if women, that's why women in war times or like very traumatic situations, your body just cannot have a period because it's under so much duress. So that's why I'm kind of surprised she did get her period.
That's
But
interesting.
maybe because she's so young. Sorry, go ahead.
I think it was because of
I
the
think that's what it was.
crying. I
Oh my
don't think it
God.
was because of the situation. The situation was stressful, but I felt like the crying, like I felt like the crying of a baby does something to a woman's body. That's just biologically a thing. Like
Ugh.
from my experience, like the crying of a baby, like biologically, that's
Oh.
like scientifically proven that the crying of a baby releases really weird kind of hormones.
You know,
Yeah.
I mean, the timing of getting a period, like I assumed it was her first one. The way she was just so shocked about it, like the
She
timing
didn't
of
really
that
know what
was
was happening.
awful.
Don't blame
And I
her.
just thought, okay, they're throwing this, like filmmakers, writers are just throwing this other thing into this poor girl's traumatic story. Like, oh my God.
I feel like I haven't even watched a film yet, but I'm already like, oh, she went through so much.
Yeah, you're
So
stressing out
much.
already. I'm stressing out rethinking about it. It's intense. It's a really good film though. Like it's a good film. Oh,
It's like a
cool.
complete 180. Did you guys watch it?
Which one was it again?
From Scratch.
No, I don't think I watched it.
I actually did like it because the actress, she played an 18-year-old all the way to like a middle-aged woman. She is freaking fantastic.
Yep.
I thought it was a beautiful love story, and it's like real. It's based on a love story, right? But
is it?
Yeah, it's actually a real story. She did actually meet a guy on her study abroad. And then they did adopt a daughter, and then he did pass away. She's remarried now. I thought it was quite, it was sad. And yeah, the colorism, like when they got married in Italy, the you can tell like the woman was like, "You're black. I didn't know you're black." That was like, sorry. And Sicilian, yeah, sorry, sis.
You can pay for this. It's like, do you have the money on you now? Can I see it?
It was very overt racism. I mean, I like, it was very interesting the way they took it after his death. You know, she,
that yeah. episode though, when he dies, oh my God, I was gonna cry. Holy hell.
That was really sad. That was actually just, yeah, I think I teared up because it was like, she's a great actress.
Again, I support her 100%. Anything she makes, I will watch it.
Yeah, she's fantastic. And I did like how his family came to the U, finally visited him and finally was like, we support you. And then she connected with his parents after too, you know, in Italy, which was nice, but it was not at all what I thought it was going to be.
No, I didn't know what I was getting myself into when I started watching it, except I feel like the first few seconds of the series opens like it's after he dies, and I don't know, something like I could kind of see that, and I was like, oh God. And then the first time you see
I
him
forgot
as
about
your
that.
romantic interest, I'm like, oh God, this man's gonna die. Like, oh no. I was kind of like bracing myself for it. And then, you know, it, I mean, it does take some time. He is absolutely in the series quite a while. It's good.
But, yeah.
I found that I think the cheese was their love for each other, but that might be me just being a cynical.
No, that was cheesy because
a
remember.
Cynical SOB.
No. He phones his mom and is like, there's no like center. That she's like, how can there be no center? And then later when she proposes to Lino, she's like, I'll be your center. And I'm like, oh, skip.
Like, the city has no center. And I was like, oh, you know, I'd never thought of like, you know, American cities as like that, because yes, you go to Europe. Yeah. There's a city center and it's very clear.
Yeah, that was funny.
And it's an important part. You're in LA and he's like, oh, the city has no center. It's like, okay.
And
then I'm your center. It's like,
so
oh,
it was
okay.
Sweet, but I was like, but I didn't know the discrimination between Sicilians and like Italians.
I had no idea.
So that was,
I
yeah.
think Sicily, and I think the Golden Girls, Sophia, picture Sicily, 1924. Like, that's what I think. And you know, she's lighter than the Golden Girls. She wasn't actually Sicilian, but still, like, that's what I think of. That's what I think of. It's like, who would hate her? Like, what? No.
I know, it's beautiful. Yeah, I was just like very shocked. And, you know, when they end up,
isn't it?
It was very interesting, yeah.
I find it quite interesting, you know, because this kind of dynamics, I think it happens, there's lots of these kind of dynamics that exist in, like, you know, like mainland country, island countries that are, like,
yeah.
Because Sicily, I know it's, like, further south. I think I was once talking to my Greek friend, and she was telling me something similar about Crete and mainland Greeks. So there's, like, this sort of, like, you know, differentiation between culture and, like, you know, status and stuff like that, so...
I would love to talk to an Italian and a Sicilian.
I know. Yeah. I was just thinking, like,
fill me in on what's going on, please.
So he was also, oh, that made me laugh when they finally got to Sicily. And then he was like, I met this dude. We're delivering cheese to him. And they actually found him in LA. And then he hooked her up with a job
and like, changed their life. Like,
that
what?
Was insane. I feel like that stuff, it's not impossible.
But it was like 2004. Everything
exactly.
Was impossible in 2004. Or no, it would take a longer time.
Longer time, yeah.
Yeah.
And that cheese, I would have just eaten
not
it.
Impossible. Yeah. But it was, yeah. I don't understand how it lasted. It was a cake. How do you travel with a cake and just have it in your house waiting for someone else to find the person it was supposed to be sent to. Because remember, they opened it, her and her sister, and they were like, oh.
I forgot about that. Wasn't it one of those cheeses that it's okay not to be refrigerated? Surely it must be that, because otherwise
I don't
you're
know.
just gonna ruin the cheese.
Anything. You're just gonna, ugh. Like,
Yeah,
that
that's
takes time.
I think I was at the, because I actually watched this like a year ago, but it's like kind of vivid in my mind, like certain moments, and I forgot about that where it was just like, take this cheese. Like, it could have been anything else. Well, no, it couldn't have been anything else actually, because it would have like gone bad. And I do like how in the end everyone was supportive. Like, even her boss at the museum was like, yes, I'll take you back, I'll give you health insurance.
Yeah.
Everyone took turns. Like, you saw the emotional labor the her family went through when they tried to keep him company at the hospital. I thought that was
Yeah.
touching.
Yeah, and they were
Ugh.
all, willing to just do whatever needed to be done. And like for her dad and her stepmom to be flying to and from Texas all the time. And he did say, I'll work remote for a little bit longer and whatnot. Like that's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's a big deal to just leave your life to come and help your daughter and your grandchild, their lives be as normal as possible.
That
It's
was
huge.
really touching.
It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, there are lots of sweet moments in that. I mean, it was obviously sad that like a chef at the end, he couldn't enjoy all the good food.
Yeah.
And he was about to set up his restaurant with a Sicilian twist. It never went through.
I know. I got really
Ugh.
excited then. And I'm like, he never actually got to do that again. Okay, the cooking classes, but that's not the same thing
Yeah,
as
it was just
being a
not.
chef in a
The
restaurant, a
moms thought he
popular
was
restaurant.
hot.
Oh, well, yeah. Tom
Yeah.
walked in and he was like, why does he still have that beard? Like, he lost all his hair from chemo. And then I was like, oh my God, I don't know. Does that not
I
go
didn't
away?
even occur to me, actually.
Like he has all this scruff, but the hair on the top of his head was falling out. Now
They
I
were
gotta do
trying to keep him hot.
this. Well, that's what I said. That's what I said. It's like he's gotta look really good.
I mean, the
So
Zoe looked good. So.
let's just ignore
Oh.
that little detail.
I mean, no, there are like a ton of, just the fact that like she like saved up money on her own to like go to Italy to do this like specific thing. And she ended up learning Italian. Even their daughter, like their dynamic was really
Yeah.
interesting. And also, how I didn't even know that the cancer that he had, I didn't know you could have, it was like some sort of like knee
It was
thing.
weird,
It was
right?
very,
'Cause then
very specific.
it was very, yes, and the fact that like when she figured it out, like something's wrong, she's just like, your knee is hot. I was like, what? Like that must feel just awful. It's like it's hot. It's like, yeah, that's why I'm icing it. It's like, yeah, but no, you shouldn't be
Yeah.
radiating from your joints like that.
Yeah.
Like that, and then the fact I don't like, did they even say what kind it was? I don't know, because I think I would have looked it up if they had, because but all they said was it's something that can come back and it'll hit any soft tissue. That's insane.
Yeah, that
Like
was pretty
the
scary.
stress and the worry of it coming back, holy crap. Because it could
Yeah.
it would show up and it could show up anywhere.
But he got through that drug trial, luckily.
That was cool.
Yeah, I can't imagine, like, it's like a hit or you could be on it or not. That was like, oof, okay.
It's risky as heck, man. I
Yeah,
don't know. Those
that was
chances
scary.
are not high enough.
It worked for a bit. Actually, this wasn't that light, now that I'm thinking about it. Lighter than Farha, but it wasn't actually that light. It was actually kind
Yeah,
of
no, it was
sad.
really sad.
So, I hate, yeah, Hazel nominated this, but she was like, ah, there are lots of cheesy moments, but I think she's also like, because like their love was very like sappy. But I mean, I guess it
Well,
was
and that, like,
cute.
I do like how, like, the dad eventually came around, but I was so mad at his father for the longest
Oh
time.
yeah, he was so stubborn, and then the woman didn't want to follow along. But the and even in the end, they're like, "Dude, come on, you can't do this to your son."
Oh, he was such a hypocrite. It was awful. It was awful. But, like, I really like how the mom, like, his mom and sister, were really helpful at the end when
Yeah.
they went to Sicily, and how they did want her to come back. And I mean, it's just amazing how much Italian their daughter learned.
Yeah.
Amen to that,
That was
girl. Like, it's
impressive.
amazing. She could basically almost hold her own, you know, having stepped foot in the country just once. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah, she
Amazing.
was committed from the start when she went abroad. No, thanks for joining. Just nice to see you guys and catch up with you both. And
thank you.
Yeah, it'd be fun. Thank you so
thanks.
much. It was good to
Yeah.
see you as well.